Thanks for joining us here on Local Decision 2023 on North Metro TV. And joining us now is Rob Rafferty, the Lino Lakes mayor, who's unopposed, a third term coming up. So, Rob, we appreciate you stopping by. And what keeps drawing you back to this position of being the mayor in Lino Lakes?
You know, first of all, thank you, and pleasure meeting you, Eric. You know, the thing is, I've been in the council for about 10 years, and now I've been on the as a mayor on the council for the last 4 years. And, you know, when my wife and I moved with our small children in 97 to Lino Lakes, I just got involved. It was just an exciting time to see all the different things that are going on. And that just kind of kept carrying on. I got on right away about 2000 for planning and zoning, and nothing's changed. The only thing is that going from 2000 to now, the wants and needs are still very much the same, but we are a much bigger city. And the draw is there. We've got some definite things that we've got to accomplish, and I'm hoping to still work on those things.
So when you run unopposed, you know, from 34,000 feet, it looks like a slam dunk, easy peasy, but what are the challenges? Do you have to self-motivate, make sure there aren't too many write-in votes? What do you do?
Very interesting that you say it that way. You know, you always have to, no matter if you're running unopposed or not, you still have to run. The mission is never take anything for granted, no matter what it might look like. You know, by the time you get to the election and the results are in, you know, Mickey Mouse and Goofy get a lot of votes, and rightfully so. But at the same time, with respect to it, again, nothing's a slam dunk. It looks like there's some things a little bit differently when you're running unopposed, but it's important to run. Never forget about that.
Yeah. So when you're out mingling with the people in Lino, what are the issues that come up, Rob?
You know, some of the issues that are coming up are very similar to other communities. Roads are always a very important, potholes, things like that. Lino Lakes is no different than any other community. We have over 100 miles of lineal streets and roads. Every time a new development goes in, there again, it's a new road, so things expand a little bit. Once those developments have been in place for a while, all of a sudden those roads deteriorate, and the city has to pick that up, and rightfully so. Taxes, we find, are, although we are doing our best to keep taxes in line, you know, we're really fighting kind of an issue of borderline being a big city. I mean, we've got all the things that are going on. We need the same type of equipment that a larger city might need. You know, some of these products are very expensive. You know, $650,000 for something that's like a vac-type truck that would be working for in your sewer systems, mm-hmm. or better yet, your street systems. We've just ordered public safety is a key ingredient always, no matter what community you're in. It's no different for us. We have public safety, we have police, the vehicles and things like that. There again, we have men and women that have served for years, and we've got a very safe community. We also have the fire department. The fire department is a very interesting thing because apparatus have gone up dramatically. We've just recently, Lino Lakes is made up of about 7,800 homes. And probably 1,800 of those homes are basically in a non-sewer and water area. So because of that, you need apparatus that's going to be a tanker or a pumper mm-hmm. type truck. And the abilities to get to those areas are important and really hinge on taking care of that. In doing so, a few years ago, maybe a tanker truck was maybe $500,000. And last year, we ordered two of them at $1.25 a piece.
Yeah. Wow.
So costs have gone dramatically across the board for, you know, I think since COVID, if you will. The supply, the demand, where's the parts, where's it coming from, the delay on that stuff. So, but at the same time, we've got fantastic people that are working within the city. And, you know, public safety is a key ingredient to that. Public works is a key ingredient to that. And there's many things we got to get done still.
What's the charm, in your opinion, of Lino? You're an outer ring suburb, yet you're very close to St. Paul or Minneapolis and all the things you can do, arts, entertainment, sports,
yep.
restaurants, bars, etc. Yet there's that pastoral, almost northern Minnesota feel to being in Lino. Is that the home run that city's hit?
I think the home run actually is, you kind of nailed it, because there again, we're just a little bit on the outside ring. You are close to the communities, whether it's, you know, we've got, we're, Lino Lakes is actually split by two freeways. You got 35E and 35W. And then there's still part of Lino on each side of that. But we are in a situation where I think the best thing about the city is again, we're close to those proximities to bigger cities, but yet at the same time, we're a little bit farther north. There's a lot of open space. I would have to say we're more considered probably more of a bedroom community. Yeah. People come, you know, when I first move out here, I'm going by cows on the way home, and that's just down the block. The cows are still there. So it's kind of nice, but it's kind of more of a rural setting. There's still some space to the land. And then at the same time, we have trails and things that paths go into the woods, and you don't see anything. You just, you know, you get a chance to experience, you know, the fresh air, if you will. You get a chance to see the wildlife. You get a chance to see all the colors changing on the trees. It's just a, it's a wonderful thing, you know. And there again, walking, for crying out loud, it's the one number thing, number one thing that we can all do a little bit healthier in life. And we've got a lot of space to do it, and we're still trying to keep adding on trails to bring this neighborhood into that neighborhood. But it's really great. Been fantastic. That's the draw.
Yeah, no, it's that magnetic tug, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you expect much growth in Lino?
Well, the last census, I was quite stunned because it only went up about 1,400 homes or individuals. So I'm not sure who was counting those votes, but whatever, that's what it was. But we do see that there's going to be an influx of community development, if you will. We've got a ton of land left, if you will. We're 32 square miles. There's a major portion of that, of course, that are farmlands. And as those generations get to a point where they want to sell, that's when the development kind of comes in. So a lot of room for development, yet at the same time, we want to make sure that we're doing it right, as wisely as we possibly can.
How do you walk that fine line, the tightrope of wanting to grow, but not, you know, not have it happening too fast and destroying the natural beauty that you've just talked about, all the nature and the trails and the parks and the animals and stuff like that?
Well, I think, you know, in my own mind, as much as we would like to really control it, you're getting to the point where in some cases these are farms that have been owned for generations. And as one individual said, he goes, that's my 401k, and I understand that. If for whatever the reason is they are selling their property and a developer comes in, then we need to make sure that we're putting assets back, if you will, in the community, something that's going to help our tax structure, if you will. We are not quite a big city, and yet we have all the elements that need to be a big city. We've got a police and fire departments. We have the roads maintenance and things like that. We've got so many different things that are the same as everybody else. And we have all the same needs. You know, products are not cheap anymore. Equipment, tanker trucks. We have 7,800 homes in the city of Lano Lakes. We have roughly 1,800 homes that don't have sewer and water. We just bought two tanker trucks that are, instead of being $500,000 three or four years ago, now they're $1.2 million apiece. So we've got a lot of different things going on, but to try and protect it and make sure that we're doing it right is the best we can do, but there's no magic to that answer, I don't think.
Yeah, okay, so you're entering your third term as mayor. Are you a better mayor now than when you started? And I say that only, do you feel like there's growth and you've been able to, you know, just keep getting better and improving?
You know, I think I've been on the council since 2000 and or 2010, excuse me, and I've learned so much along the way from my peers, the other council members, from the residents. So I think, realistically, I think I am improving. But there's plenty of growth. There's plenty of room for growth for me because, you know, at the end of the day, somebody said, what have you done? And I said, I've done nothing without the rest of the council. You know, we are like everybody else. You can never do anything by yourself. And we don't always agree 100%. But at the same time, I know that everybody on the council, including myself, is really working hard to do as much work as I can to educate themselves on the issues and make good judgments for the community. So I'm real proud of what we have accomplished as a group. And at the same time, with the people that I've been on with the past, I've learned a lot from Jeff Reinert, who is currently the, he's the former mayor of Lionel Lakes, but he's also the current county commissioner for Anoka County. Great friend, but a wealth of energy, of knowledge and things that I've been able to get from him, as well as other members on the council, a Dave Rozier, a Jeff O'Donnell, those types of individuals. But fantastic opportunities, and I think I've only gained from that knowledge. You know, without it, I probably wouldn't be in the seat.
Right. So you need that council cohesion. Was there ever a point, especially early on, where you went in, you had this idea that you thought was, hey, this is a home run, and it's got to go the way I see it, and then you heard another perspective and you maybe made a pivot that you didn't think you would make? Does that happen a lot?
It has to happen. You just nailed something that I've always felt was very important. The knowledge a person can gain from someone else by listening and understanding their viewpoint, there's so much to gain from there. And I'd be the first to admit, I have difference of opinion all the time with people. But if you give the opportunity to understand what an individual is sharing with you, doggone it, there's every opportunity in the world that could be. Otherwise, I mean, you can also get to the point where you're listening and you have to really put your heart into it. I mean, it's not hard to listen to somebody. Did you hear what they said? Mm-hmm. That's what's hard. Mm-hmm. If you're listening and hear what they say, you can judge things really well. Now, at the end of the day, you might say, you know what? At this point, we can probably, you know, we can agree to disagree. But to do it, everything should be respectful, no matter what. You know, it doesn't have to be an argument or, you know, you're caught in a trap because somebody doesn't like your opinions. It's okay. That's why we have a council of five people, you know?
Yeah, and things are really polarized these days, as you know, politically.
Yep.
And you take it down to the local level at Lionel Lakes. There still has to be that common ground that you and the others on the councils find, right?
That's correct, yeah. I can't say enough how important council is as a group. Differences of opinion are fantastic. But I know, whether our opinions are different or not, I know that each and every one of those individuals that I'm currently on the council with and in the past is doing the best job that they can to try and make for what they feel is the best for the city. So I know we're all in the same game. How we get to the end result might be a little bit different, but at the same time, everybody's aware of it. And again, it's about the taxpayer. It's about the people that are living in the city, in the community.
Define the role of what the mayor of Lionel Lakes should be, in your opinion.
That's a good question. Realistically, we are the acting administrator, if you will, of meetings. We are maybe the figurehead of ribbon cuttings for buildings or properties opening, things like that. My role is, as the mayor, I guess I don't put it as a different role aside from those things. I'm really on the same level with council. My mission is to try and do what we can, work with the taxes, work with the homes, work with the roads, work with all of these things, try to find answers that are going to be respectful to the community. And at the same time, there's enough thought and process put into it to the point where there's avenues that we can save. You don't save money by being cheap. You need to do it well. But at the same time, we've got these things that are working with, and I think that's kind of the role that I want to continue to work on with council. Again, we have five people. You have to be on the same page, 3-2 sometimes, 4-1. But the main thing is working together and understanding. Mm-hmm. No hard feelings, nothing personal if we don't have the same opinion, that type of thing. So,
how has the city responded to the monumental decision by the state to legalize marijuana on August 1? You know, a little bit of water's gone under the bridge since then, but I feel like in talking to other people in the North Metro, that the cities feel like they're on islands.
Yep.
They're being forced to navigate through this on their own at this point in time. Yep. Where does Lionel land on all that as far as, you know, banning it in public spaces?
Yep.
Do you try to monetize it? It was a huge decision.
Oh, absolutely. Some of the things, it's frustrating because the state government is making the rules,
mm-hmm.
and then he's forcing it, it's being forced on the cities. the communities are such that we're kind of scrambling. There's plenty of information out there we can gain from the Denvers and the Colorados of the world and different areas that have legalized marijuana for years. So there's plenty of stuff to that we should be able to get ahead of on that regard. How does it work for Lionel X? Again, you have to respect what the rule is itself. As far as if marijuana is legal, that's fine. I think it's better it's being legal than trying to do it the other way, you know, illegal. The reality of it is, though, you get to that point where it's like, you know, we don't want it in public places. We don't want it in our parks. People should be able to go to the parks and not have the smell of whatever, you know, smoke or whatever it is. So I think it's really important trying to do those things. You know, alcohol is not something that should be in the public eye either at a park or something. So we're trying to make sure that we have an ordinance in place now where it's not going to be in public spaces. It's not going to be at city-owned parks and things like that. So we're trying to put things in a place that are going to be respectful to the audience, meaning the people, and yet at the same time still protect the rights of those that have the right to use marijuana.
Is there a smaller suburb in, say, outside of Denver or Seattle, two cities in states where they have legalized marijuana as well, that Lionel Lakes can model itself after, use as a blueprint? Or have you, as you said, you can look at the ones that have already done it and maybe learn what worked and what didn't, right?
Right, yeah. I don't know that I have enough research that I've done myself. I like to try and make sure that I'm trying to do the research before forcing someone else to try and do it, and then come forward and just say, you know, for consideration, is there something we could look at? When it comes to the other cities that have legalized marijuana for years, if I'm not mistaken, we might be the, did I read 26th or 23rd state?
I believe it's 23, yeah.
23, that's legalized. So there's plenty of information out there. As far as what smaller communities are doing, I'm not sure. I was in Crested Butte probably 8 years ago in Colorado. They didn't, in Gunnison, where I was staying, they didn't have pot that was legalized there, but yet at the same time the state had it. And then they had a dispensary in Crested Butte, you know, a ski area. Well, for some reason we have a dispensary, I think that's open in upper Red Lake area up north, and they've got some things in place that are working for them. Now, as far as the other communities and how they work, I guess that's what you got to do in a smaller community. You got to put the things together that make it work best for you and your community.
All right, you are running unopposed, but tell the viewers why they should vote for you and exclude Mickey Mouse or Goofy on the write-in ballot, right?
I guess I would ask you for your vote and support again. I've worked hard for the community. I put a lot of time in to educate myself and do what I can to help educate others. I don't have all the right decisions or right ideas, but I do work hard for you. As a community, I live here. I've been here for 26 plus years, and it's been a fantastic place to bring my children up with, be married to my wife, and I just would ask for your support again. Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by, Rob.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, very good. He's Rob Rafferty, running again for mayor of Lionel Lakes. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV. Now remember, you can vote on Election Day, which is Tuesday, November 7th. Until then, you can watch all of these interviews right here on North Metro TV. You can also watch individual interviews on our North Metro TV YouTube channel. And new this year, you can listen to these interviews on the North Metro TV News podcast. You can also read more about these candidates on our website at northmetrotv.com. We have exhaustive coverage. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Nelson for North Metro TV.